Chapter 61 Are you following me? I hope this never happens again. Please leave right now. Rory glared at Bella. But. Bella had a lot of words to say to Rory, but she couldn't say a word under his cold eyes. Miss, please leave. The waiter rushed over and dragged Bella out after seeing Rory's icy expression. Bella was standing at the roadside in a stupor when Heather showed up. So, where is Annabelle? Heather questioned the moment she laid eyes on Bella. Bella regained her composure and pointed in the direction of Blue's Cafe. She is over there. Okay, let's have a look. Heather grabbed Bella's hand and they rushed toward the cafe. Unfortunately, Annabelle and Rory weren't there when they arrived. Where is she exactly? Heather scanned the area for Annabelle but couldn't find her. Her expression darkened. She was there just a moment ago. Bella frowned. She only left for a moment, yet the two people vanished. Where have they gone to? I thought I told you to keep an eye on them, Heather said furiously. She had planned to take her friends to block Annabelle and Rory in the cafe, then summon Rupert to show him the scandal Annabelle had committed behind his back. I wanted to keep an eye on them, but Rory kicked me out. I was sullen when she remembered how Rory treated her. Heather was enraged. Who instructed you to alert Rory? You're such a loser. What about the pictures I requested you to take? Rory deleted them. Bella lowered her head, afraid to meet Heather's gaze. What? How can you let that happen? Heather became even more enraged. Are you even capable of accomplishing anything at all? Even this simple task is too much for you. It looks like Astley Group does not want to partner with Norman Group anymore, right? I'll phone my brother and ask him to cancel our partnership with the Astley Group. Heather, please don't do this. Bella grew worried when she realized Heather intended to take action against Astley Group. All these years, Astley Group had been gradually falling. She had to fawn over Heather so that Astley Group may benefit from Norman Group. Noticing that Heather was furious, Bella hurriedly added, I just sent you a photo, didn't I? We can send it anonymously to Rupert. Annabelle cheated on him with Rory. Rupert is not going to forgive her for this. The picture is so blurry. Heather glared at Bella. Do you even know what catching adultery in the act is? You've ruined a great opportunity today. Even if the picture isn't clear, I caught them red-handed, and Annabelle can't deny anything, Bella stated nervously. Rupert is going to be very angry with Annabelle. Heather scoffed, then why are you still standing there? Send the picture to Rupert right away. When Rupert awoke in the morning, he discovered that Annabelle wasn't at home. Danica, where is Annabelle? He asked. She left early, Danica responded politely. Where did she go? Rupert asked. Danica shook her head. She didn't tell me. She only said that she had something to take care of. Rupert wondered whether Annabelle went to work overtime. Rupert's expression hardened. Annabelle wasn't feeling well, yet she refused to get enough rest. He drove to the company, but he couldn't find Annabelle there. Rupert had someone check the clock record and discovered that Annabelle did not show up to work today. He didn't understand why Annabelle left so early and where she went. Rupert dialed Annabelle's number, but her phone was switched off. Mr. Benton, the meeting is about to start, Finley reminded him. Okay. Rupert entered the meeting room absent-mindedly. The monthly report of each department was the topic of discussion. All the department heads reported to Rupert on the month's progress. Rupert sat at the front of the meeting table, his face frigid. The meeting room had an imposing aura. At that moment, he got a message from someone he didn't know. A picture appeared when he clicked it. A man and a woman were in the photograph. Rupert recognized them even though the photo was blurry. The woman in the photo was Annabelle. The photo was taken today. Rupert's expression hardened. He squinted his eyes and examined the photo closely. It was indeed Annabelle. The guy seated opposite her looked familiar. It was Rory. Rupert couldn't believe that Annabelle was with Rory. Annabelle said the day before that she had nothing to do with Rory or Marcel. He wondered why Annabelle rushed early in the morning to meet with Rory. Besides, the two appeared to be in a close relationship. Frowning, Rupert yanked his tie irritably and stormed out of the meeting room. He tried calling Annabelle again, but her phone was still switched off. When Rupert was ready to ask someone where the photo was shot, a familiar figure appeared. It was Annabelle. Rupert approached her with a stern expression. "Annabelle, come with me." Annabelle met Rupert as she was heading to the design department to work overtime. Annabelle noticed that Rupert was not in a good mood. He was overcome with depression. She silently followed him to his office. "Why didn't you pick up when I called?" Rupert's gorgeous face stiffened as he stared at Annabelle. Annabelle pulled out her phone and examined it. "I'm sorry, but my phone is out of power." "Where were you?" Rupert's face grew gloomy. He didn't buy the story that Annabelle's phone had just died. She must have purposefully turned it off so she could go out with Rory. "I went out to take care of something," Annabelle responded indifferently. "Where exactly did you go?" Rupert questioned. "I went to meet a friend." Annabelle frowned slightly, wondering what Rupert had in mind. Rupert stared at Annabelle coldly. "Which friend? A man or a woman? What's with all these questions? Today, if I recall correctly, is a weekend. During my break, I'm free to see any friends I want. You have no right to interfere, even if you are the boss," Annabelle replied, puckering her lips. "Take a look at it yourself. What's this?" Rupert pulled out his phone and placed it in front of Annabelle. Annabelle looked at his phone, perplexed. There was an image on the screen. And the lady in the photo was her. Annabelle took a deep breath. "Rupert, have you been following me?" Chapter 62: A Sudden Kiss. "Following her?" Rupert snorted and spat. "Why would I follow you?" Annabelle was dating Rory behind his back, but now she was accusing him of following her. Annabelle took another look at the photo. She and Rory were photographed in the cafe. Since Rupert hadn't clicked this photo, who else had? While she was there, she heard someone arguing with the waiter at the door. Rory checked on it and told her that one of his fans had clicked their pictures without permission. Did the fan send this photo to Rupert? But what was her motivation to do that? Besides, Rory assured her that he had deleted all the photos. It seemed that this matter was not as simple as it seemed. The person who had sent this photo to Rupert obviously had bad intentions. She would have to look deeper into it. When Annabelle didn't respond, Rupert's expression became glacial. He shot her an icy glare and asked, "How do you explain this photo?" With a blank expression, Annabelle shot back, "Explain? I don't need to explain anything to you." Rupert was so antagonistic, as if she had cheated on him. She was free to meet whoever she liked. Rupert was not her husband. Who was he to question her? "You dated another man behind my back. Don't you think you owe me an explanation?" Rupert's eyes narrowed as he restrained the rage he felt inside. He was not a person who was easily affected by others. But for some reason, Annabelle was able to influence his mood easily. It did not feel good. Annabelle's temper surged and she yelled, "Rupert, why are you questioning me?" "Because I'm your fiancé," Rupert blurted out instantly. Fiancé? Did he really consider himself to be her fiancé? It was just nominal. Rupert was becoming too involved. Annabelle smiled sarcastically and said, "That's just nominal." Rupert's handsome face darkened. He abruptly extended his hand out and wrapped his fingers around her wrist. "Who said it was just nominal?" Annabelle felt a sharp pain in her wrist. She was stunned and asked, "Isn't it?" Her detached expression stung Rupert. He hauled her into his arms. He lowered his head and kissed her. "Hey, Rupert, what are you doing?" Rupert's erratic actions left Annabelle a little confused. She was about to say something more, but her words were swallowed by his lips. The next second, an all-consuming kiss came. His kiss was passionate and domineering, as if he was going to devour her. Rupert was not an impulsive man. Over the years, he had never expressed any interest in women. He remained unaffected and was even a little repulsed even when Heather seduced him. But Annabelle repeatedly made him lose control over himself. What did she do? Were Kathy's and Erica's claims true that Annabelle loved seducing men? One, the picture of Rory holding Annabelle's hands flashed through his mind. His eyelids drooped and he deepened the kiss. He wanted to convey to Annabelle with his actions that he was her fiancé. The sudden kiss left Annabelle a little bewildered. The man was a glacier a second ago, but now he was a raging fire. Her mind went blank and her heart was beating fast against her ribs, almost ready to jump out of her throat. It had to be admitted that Rupert's kissing skills were exceptional, and Annabelle was a little spellbound. She placed her hands on his chest, attempting to push him away, but that only served to irritate him more. His hand unbuttoned her coat and reached in. Annabelle felt a wave of cold air hit her. A moment later, his hand landed on her breast, starting a fire that lit up her entire body. Enough, Rupert. Annabelle suddenly came to her senses and slapped Rupert's face hard. The temperature in the office abruptly plummeted by several degrees. Rupert felt a sharp stinging pain on his face, extinguishing his desire instantly. He released Annabelle, his eyes filled with disbelief. She slapped him. Just because he kissed her just now? The first time he had kissed her, she had bitten him aggressively. The second time he kissed her, she slapped him hard. Did Annabelle detest his kiss so much? She showered Rory and Marcel with bright smiles. Why was she so cold and ruthless toward him? Was she playing hard to get, or did she just loathe him? Rupert scowled, his expression severe. What? Do my kissing skills not match up to Rory's? Or are they not as good as Marcel's? Does my kiss annoy you so much? What was Rupert talking about? How could he insult her in this way? Annabelle glared at him, her lips curled up in a sardonic smile. Rupert, you bastard. I just like Rory and Marcel. So what? You also like candy, right? You have the freedom to like another woman, but I'm not allowed to like other men. Candy. The muscles of Rupert's face twitched slightly. How could he kiss another woman? Seeing that Rupert was taken aback, Annabelle sneered, Rupert, after what you just did, do you even deserve candy? Then she spun on her heel and left. As Rupert stared at Annabelle's receding figure, he was upset. What was wrong with him? Why did he lose his temper when he saw her with another man? Why did he kiss her just now and let himself be ruled by his emotions? Even though Annabelle felt like candy to him, she was not candy. Why couldn't he control himself in Annabelle's presence? Rupert looked down at his left hand. He would never be able to forget the soft body he had just touched. He couldn't stop the romantic images that were flashing through his mind just now. Damn it! Rupert slammed the desk hard, rattling it. The sharp pain spread through his body, finally extinguishing the lust that had gripped him. Maybe Annabelle was right. He couldn't betray Candy. Still reeling from the shock, Annabelle rushed back to her desk and touched her blazing face. She inhaled deeply a few times before her pulse rate gradually returned to normal. What did Rupert mean by his actions? For a while, he was asking her intimidating questions, and then he suddenly kissed her passionately. He was behaving like a man whose wife had cheated on him, brimming with jealousy. Was Rupert jealous? But how was that possible? The only person who had a place in his heart was Candy. Chapter 63 The Spokespeople. Chapter 63 The Spokespeople. The next few days, Annabelle and Rupert gave each other the silent treatment. Neither of the two mentioned a word of what had happened that day. Annabelle kept her distance away from Rupert. Rupert, on the other hand, resorted to going back to his usual indifferent and alienated self. Annabelle poured all her attention into the ice and fire project. The project ran smoothly and was even able to exceed the progress that was predicted. Brett, of course, was satisfied with the result. As soon as the samples were in Annabelle's reach, she made a call to Brett. "Hello, Mr. McCoy. The samples of Ice and Fire series have been produced. Are you free right now? I want to show them to you." Brett sounded delightfully surprised when he asked, "Wow, produce this soon?" "That's right." Annabelle also felt a sense of pride at the speed of the production. "Are you in Imperial Hotel at the moment?" "I'll make my way there now." "All right, I'm here at room 808. With the samples, Annabelle promptly arrived at room 808 of Imperial Hotel. Brett had been there waiting for her. "These are the samples of the Ice and Fire series. Let me know what needs to be improved." Annabelle carefully brought out the samples from her bag and handed them over to Brett. Brett took the samples from Annabelle and looked over them in a careful manner. "Great. That's exactly what I'm looking for. If you're satisfied, we can begin to shoot the advertisement as soon as possible. Then, we can hold a new product launch event to get the Ice and Fire series out into the market." Annabelle spoke with a content smile. Brett nodded and seemed like he couldn't hold his excitement back. "You may go ahead with that. I can't wait to launch the series." Annabelle was about to get Brett's opinion on his potential candidates for the spokespeople of the project, but a knock on the door stopped her before she could say anything. "Who is it?" Brett asked. From the other side of the door, the voice of a coquettish woman could be heard. "Honey, it's me. Honey." Annabelle raised a brow and looked at Brett in confusion. Brett stood up and opened the door. There, outside the door, stood a woman who appeared to be of mixed race with blonde hair and blue eyes. Her tall figure and smooth skin combined with the fiery red dress that she wore made her a sight to behold. "Annie? Why are you here?" Brett was a little surprised. Annie was Brett's girlfriend. The two of them had just dated. "Well, I missed you and wanted to come to you. So, here I am." Annie gave Brett a flirtatious wink and landed a passionate kiss on his lips. Brett looked a little embarrassed at this. "I have a guest." It wasn't until then that Annie saw Annabelle in the room. She let go of Brett and asked with apprehension, "And who is she?" "Come, let me introduce the both of you," Bruce said. "Annabelle, this is my girlfriend, Annie." Then he turned to Annie. "Annie, this is Annabelle. She's a partner from Benton Group." "Hello, Annie." Annabelle greeted her. "It seems that you have another matter to deal with, Mr. McCoy. Shall we make another appointment?" "No, there's no need." Brett sat down beside Annabelle. "I live by the work first principle. Come, let's continue this." Annabelle nodded in compliance and brought out another document. "Well, I just wanted to discuss with you the potential candidates for the advertising shoot of the Ice and Fire series. You can have a look at this. Do you have any suitable candidates in mind?" "An advertising shoot? I would love to do it." Annie volunteered for it. Annie hadn't been that much popular in the past few years as a movie actress. In fact, it wasn't until she had met Brett and become his girlfriend through her efforts that she was finally able to gain some popularity. Benton Group was very well known. If she were to be chosen as a spokesperson, her value would multiply by the hundreds. Annie wanted to seize this opportunity. Brett appeared to be a little annoyed. "Annie, stop it." "No, I'm not serious." Annie seized the document with the advertisement details from Annabelle and looked through it. "See, this advertisement is perfect for me. It's like it's even made for me. Honey, remember your promise to me? You said that I can choose anything as my birthday present. Well, this is it. I want to be the spokesperson. You must keep your word to me." "Well." Brett looked over at Annabelle with a defeated and slightly embarrassed expression. "What do you think of Annie as the spokesperson?" Annabelle replied curtly, "I suppose she could have a try." If Annabelle seriously considered the idea, Annie wasn't a bad candidate in terms of appearance, but she was just a little too striking. The fire concept might be suitable for someone like her, but she wasn't fit for the ice part. Annie nodded with triumph and asked, "Who is the male spokesperson I'll be working with?"
"Oh, I hope that it's Rory."
"Rory?" Annabelle frowned at this suggestion. In all honesty, Rory was considerably a good candidate, but...
"Rory?
I've seen that film that he's in. It's good." Much to Annabelle's dismay, Brett agreed at that statement. "I think he'll be a fitting spokesperson." "All right. Since you think Rory is a good fit for the role, I'll get in contact with him." Keeping in mind the principle of putting the customer first, Annabelle gave in. After making her way out of Imperial Hotel, Annabelle made a call to Rory.
"Annabelle."
Rory was surprised to receive a call from Annabelle. Annabelle said flatly, "I have a couple things to talk to you about. I need your help."
"Please, go ahead and tell me," Rory uttered.
"I would do anything for you." Annabelle sighed. Knowing that Rory held a deep love for her was too much for her to bear and only made her feel all the more guilty to turn him down. Nevertheless, she had business to discuss with him. Annabelle cleared her throat before starting to explain, "First, someone secretly photographed us in the cafe that day. Do you know who it was?"
"What?"
"The person even sent a photo to Rupert." Annabelle's tone noticeably shifted to a weighted one as she recalled the events of that day. "Did Rupert give you any trouble because of that?" Rory asked with concern.
"No, was it your fan who did it?"
Annabelle asked. Rory narrowed his eyes in contemplation, and the pictures on Bella's phone came to his mind. Could it be her? But he had checked the phone carefully and deleted all of the photos. "All right, I'll have someone look into it. Give me some time to figure it out." There was a tinge of guilt that could be heard in Rory's voice. If it was Bella who did it, it meant he got Annabelle in trouble.
"Okay."
Annabelle nodded. "Next thing, there's a project that I'm currently handling called The Ice and Fire, and the series is going to come onto the market. I was thinking you could be the spokesperson. Do you think you could fit it in your schedule?"
"Yes, of course."
Without taking a second to hesitate, Rory agreed to help. He wouldn't refuse anything as long as Annabelle was the one asking him. Even if his schedule had been fully booked, he would just have cancelled the other bookings for Annabelle. "Thank you, Rory. Could you come to Benton Group for the audition?"
"Let's say tomorrow afternoon," Annabelle asked.
"No problem at all. I'll be there." Rory smiled with delight at the thought of seeing Annabelle the next day. After making an appointment with Annie for the audition tomorrow afternoon, Annabelle made her way back to Benton Group. However, the moment Annabelle returned to her cubicle, Eve said to her, "Mr. Benton said that you must come to his office as soon as you arrived."
"Got it. Thanks."
Annabelle nodded. This sent alarm bells ringing in her head. Why was Rupert looking for her? What could possibly be the matter? Chapter 64 Rory's Perfect. Confused, Annabelle took the elevator to Rupert's office. Her heart shook unexplainably as she recalled Rupert's icy countenance. She took a deep breath before knocking on the door.
"Please come in."
Rupert spoke softly. Annabelle pushed the door open and went in. Rupert sat at his desk, a document in his hand. His every gesture was exquisite and aristocratic, and his powerful aura exuded an unfathomable sensation of tyranny as if he had was to be king.
"Why were you looking for me, Rupert?"
Annabelle asked flatly. Hearing her voice, Rupert raised his head to glare at her, then he asked coldly, "Where have you been?" Rupert had gone to the secretarial department after the meeting ended but didn't see Annabelle. He asked her colleagues about her whereabouts and was informed that she had left. She left the office without his permission during working hours. "The samples of the Ice and Fire series have been produced. I went to Imperial Hotel to show them to Mr. McCoy," Annabelle answered indifferently.
"Really?
So why didn't you show me the samples first?" Rupert's attractive face was a bit cold. He looked at her curiously. He had the impression that Annabelle was avoiding him these days. Annabelle felt a little uneasy meeting his intense gaze and looked, smiley face, away. She smiled slightly and remarked, "Because you didn't ask me to show them to you."
So you decided on your own? Don't you realize that one of your responsibilities as a project director is to update your boss on how things are going? Rupert narrowed his eyes and stated in a tone that was both icy and tinged with fury. Annabelle didn't even report to him because she was avoiding him. I don't think it is necessary to bother you with such trivial matters. After all, the ice and fire project is a small one for Benton Group. In addition, I asked Mr. McCoy for his opinion. If there is an issue, I will notify you after the changes are made. Annabelle's response was neither humble nor demanding. She was right. Jewelry was not Benton Group's core business, and Rupert had never given it much attention. But, since Annabelle took over the ice and fire project, he couldn't help but be interested in it. He didn't want to admit that all he cared about was Annabelle. Did Brett have any suggestions? Rupert questioned. Annabelle shook her head. No, he's pleased with this project, including the design, production progress, and samples. When do you plan to launch the series? Rupert inquired. Very soon. Mr. McCoy was quite pleased with the samples. I'll hold a press conference after the commercial shoot is over. I believe it will undoubtedly create a buzz by then. Annabelle smiled confidently. Annabelle monitored the ice and fire project from the design to production. She was confident in her skills and thought she could make it famous. Who is the spokesperson? Rupert queried. Spokesperson. Annabelle was perplexed. She wondered whether Rupert was looking for her only to find out if Rory was the spokesman. After some thought, she stated, Annie White, Mr. McCoy's girlfriend, would be playing the role of the female spokesman. The male spokesperson would be Rory Kelly. As soon as Rupert heard Annabelle mention Rory, he became tense. Rory? Did you do it intentionally, Annabelle? Rupert inquired, narrowing his eyes. Are you using the company's resources to further your personal goals? He couldn't believe that Annabelle dared to do such a thing. He was shocked she dared to ask Rory to be the male spokesperson. Rupert thought that Annabelle just wanted to annoy him by flirting with Rory in his presence. Annabelle rubbed her brows, feeling a little powerless. She anticipated that Rupert would react this way. Annabelle stared into his cold eyes and asked, Rupert, what nasty ideas are you thinking about? Mr. McCoy suggested having Rory be the spokesperson. Should we not cater to the needs of our clients? What's the matter with Rory? He is handsome and has a good figure. I think he will make the best spokesperson. That infuriated Rupert. To Annabelle, Rory was perfect. Rupert abruptly got to his feet and stepped closer to Annabelle. So, is this why you like Rory? Annabelle couldn't be more perplexed. She had no feelings for Rory. Rupert, we're talking about work here. If there's nothing else, I'll leave. Annabelle didn't want to argue with him about it any longer. She decided to work overtime to avoid the awkwardness between her and Rupert. Later that evening, Annabelle was the only one left working in the secretarial department. Her phone rang as she was reviewing the details of tomorrow's audition. She checked her phone and saw that it was her grandpa calling. Annabelle quickly answered the phone. Grandpa? Anna, why haven't you called me in a long time? Are you all right? Leonard asked cheerfully. Annabelle's heart was filled with guilt. She hadn't called her grandfather for a long time. I'm fine, Grandpa. It's just that I have been so busy recently, Annabelle said, smiling. Being busy is wonderful. The guy I chose for you isn't bad, right? Leonard remarked, laughing. Rupert? What did you see in this him, Grandpa? Annabelle rolled her eyes. He is stingy, short-tempered, irritable, and annoying. I think he's a good match for you. Get along nicely with Rupert. You will understand that I don't make snap judgments. Leonard touched his beard. He then ended the call. Annabelle was at a loss for words when Leonard hung up on her. She had no idea why he was so upbeat about Rupert. Rupert was erratic and cranky. She didn't want her future husband to be so unpredictable. Annabelle was about to put her phone away when she noticed a shadow in front of her. When she looked up, she saw a tall, straight figure. The man wore a black suit that blended in with the darkness. His tall figure reclined against the wall, and two buttons on his shirt were unbuttoned, showing his muscular chest. Annabelle was shocked by the sight of the man in front of her. It was Rupert. Annabelle wondered when he came. Chapter 65 Not As Good As Rory. Chapter 65 Not As Good As Rory. When Rupert heard what Annabelle had to say about him, he was furious. She said he was stingy, short-tempered, irritable, and annoying. Was this Annabelle's evaluation of him? Other people saw him as a winner, an invincible person of privilege with an unattainable lifestyle. Why did Annabelle believe he was bad? How could she think Rory was better? Rupert, why are you here? Surprised, Annabelle stood up and studied the sullen man. She wondered whether he heard her conversation with her grandfather. If Rupert heard what she said, he would be furious. Let's go home, Rupert said flatly. Go home? What did Rupert mean? Did he want her to go home with him? Thinking of the embarrassing situation that day, Annabelle shook her head. You can leave, but I have to work overtime. I won't be going home tonight. Have you forgotten that you're hypoglycemic? What if you faint again? I don't want to be calling a doctor for you in the middle of the night, Rupert said, squinting. Did she feel she had to work all night just to avoid him? Even at the cost of her health? Did she dislike him that much? Annabelle felt embarrassed when Rupert reminded her. I won't faint again. It was an accident. Can you stop talking about it, please? Let's go. Rupert checked his watch. It was already midnight. As your boss, I order you to finish work and go home now. His tone was so domineering that she could not argue. Well, it was true that Annabelle worked all night to avoid Rupert. But it seemed that he wouldn't leave unless she left with him. Rain was pouring from the sky. Sitting in Rupert's car, Annabelle watched the raindrops snake down the windshield as her thoughts drifted. She had been in Daubug for almost a month. She had promised her grandfather that she would spend time with Rupert for 3 months. She thought she could leave after that. After all, she and Rupert disliked each other. But things seemed to go out of control. What Rupert had done to her was beyond her expectations. At times, he was overbearing and unreasonable, but sometimes, he seemed to care about her deeply. When Nina stabbed her with a knife, Rupert protected her. And today, Rupert forced her to go home because he was afraid that she would get tired and ill from working all night. Although he was overbearing, he also cared about her. Why did he care? Was it only because she was his nominal fiancé? It was totally unnecessary. Annabelle was a good judge of character, but she couldn't understand the man beside her. What was he thinking? Would Rupert let her break off the engagement after 3 months? Could she leave him unscathed? Annabelle stole a glance at Rupert. His expression was neutral as he gripped the steering wheel with his hands and focused on driving. Neither of them spoke. The small space inside the car was so quiet it felt suffocating. Annabelle closed her eyes. She did feel a little tired after working so hard. She was resting when Rupert's magnetic voice startled her. Annabelle, am I really that bad? What? Annabelle opened her eyes, confused. Turning his head to face her, Rupert asked, am I stingy? Do I have a bad temper? Annabelle was speechless. Rupert had heard what she said to her grandfather. That was embarrassing. Rupert, do you often eavesdrop on other people's phone calls? Annabelle asked. Rupert frowned. Are you in the habit of gossiping behind people's backs? Gossiping? Annabelle glared at Rupert. I was not gossiping. I was telling the truth. Rupert's expression was frosty. So, I cannot compete with Rory on any points. Annabelle swallowed hard. What had caused that leap of the imagination? What did any of it have to do with Rory? If you believe that, I can't help you, Annabelle replied angrily. It felt like an admission to Rupert. In Annabelle's eyes, he was nothing compared to Rory. Was that why she asked Rory to be the spokesman? Did she forget that he was her fiancé? Shit. Recalling how Annabelle and Rory had made out in the cafe, Rupert hit the steering wheel. His face was dark when he said, "Annabelle, you should remember your place." Before he could say any more, Rupert lost control of the car. It swerved sharply. He stepped on the brakes, but the car hit the guardrail. Creak. The sound of the tires rubbing the ground came through. Annabelle was propelled forward and her head almost hit the windshield. What happened? Annabelle rubbed her head in a state of shock. His face livid, Rupert opened the door and got out to check. Through her window, Annabelle saw Rupert bending over to inspect the damage. The rain pounded him, and he was wet all over. Annabelle grabbed an umbrella, got out of the car, and held it over Rupert. "Why did you get out?" Rupert asked. "Is it okay?" Annabelle centered her umbrella over Rupert's head, exposing half of her body. Raindrops hit her, and soon, she was soaked through. Rupert took the umbrella from Annabelle's hand. One umbrella wasn't wide enough for them both, so Annabelle moved closer to Rupert. Water dripped from her hair onto her cheeks. Her white dress clung to her body, outlining her beautiful figure. Rupert's desire rose. He reached out and held Annabelle's waist, encouraging her to lean against him. Bowing his head, Rupert stared at the girl in his arms. His eyes burned like flames. The unexpected intimacy made Annabelle blush. She took a deep breath, struggled with how she should express what she felt, then spoke in a soft but firm voice. "Rupert, don't be like this." The night was quiet. The only sound was the pitter-patter of rain falling on the black umbrella. Sheltered beneath the umbrella, Rupert's handsome face appeared cold and unhappy. Annabelle felt uneasy. After a moment's silence, Rupert asked coldly, "Because of Rory? Am I really inferior to him in every respect?" Chapter 66 Just Passable. Rory again? Why was Rupert obsessed with Rory? What was he thinking? Annabelle felt frustrated. Glaring at Rupert, she asked, "Why do you think everything is because of Rory? Is the great Mr. Benton that insecure or just jealous?" Annabelle marched back to the car. Rupert's handsome face darkened, and his thin lips pursed. Was he insecure? No. That made no sense. Rory might be king of the silver screen, but Rupert was just as good-looking and talented. It was Annabelle's fault. She unsettled him. One day, Rupert would prove he was 1,000 times better than Rory. The following afternoon, Annabelle was due to attend an audition with Annie and Rory. The appointment was in Benton Group's studio. When Annabelle arrived at the studio, Rory was already waiting, but Annie was not there. "Annabelle," Rory greeted Annabelle with a wide smile and walked over. "You're early," Annabelle said, raising her hand to check the time. "There are 10 minutes left until shooting time. Annie hasn't arrived. Please wait a moment." Rory nodded. "By the way, the thing you asked me to investigate yesterday has been resolved. You found the person who took secret photographs? Who is it?" Annabelle was impressed. "Bella Astley. Do you know her?" Rory asked. "So, it was Bella." Annabelle's face darkened. It was well known that Bella was a lackey of Heather. Heather's hostility toward Annabelle was obvious. She had tried to frame her several times. Most likely, Heather was behind this as well. No wonder Rupert received the photo. Heather wanted to sow discontent between her and Rupert, so she wanted Rupert to misunderstand the relationship between her and Rory. "Annabelle, can I help?" Rory looked at Annabelle. "No." Annabelle replied, shaking her head. She had to solve this problem by herself. Rory knew Annabelle's ability, but he wanted to help her. At 2 o'clock, Annie arrived. She wore very high heels. Brett arrived with her. "Am I late?" Annie asked, a charming smile on her face. "You're just in time." Annabelle led Annie to Rory. "This is your partner for the scene, Annie." Annabelle smiled. "Annie, I'm sure I don't need to introduce Rory to you, right? Annie gave Rory a warm hug and said, I've heard a lot about you. You're more handsome in person than you are on TV, and your reputation precedes you. It's a pleasure meeting you. Rory offered a half smile. I hope I don't disappoint you. Places, please. Let's begin. Annabelle was about to ask the photographer to start shooting when the staff suddenly quieted down. Mr. Benton, we weren't expecting you to join us, the lead photographer said, his gaze full of respect. They were shooting a commercial, but he hadn't expected Rupert to attend in person. Mr. Benton? Annabelle saw the tall and strong figure of Rupert. Annabelle was stunned. Why was Rupert here? Rupert strode toward Annabelle. He glanced at her and asked, how's everything going? No problem. We're about to start. Annabelle replied, shuffling the documents in her hands. Okay. After studying the scene, Rupert sat down. His legs were casually crossed, but his powerful aura made people want to bow before him. Was Rupert really going to stay and watch the shooting? Annabelle frowned. It was just another insignificant advertisement. Rupert's personal supervision was unnecessary. Let's begin, Rupert said calmly. Everyone was ready to shoot when there was a sudden noise at the door. Annabelle spotted Heather, standing at the door, demanding to enter the studio. She was being prevented by the staff. I'm sorry, but you can't go in, the assistant said politely. Why can't I go in? Heather peered into the studio. Rupert remained in his seat. Heather's brother came to Benton Group to discuss a business deal with Rupert this morning. Heather insisted that her brother bring her along. She wanted to see Rupert. Rupert treated her indifferently, which made Heather very sad. Heather tried her best, but Rupert didn't even look at her. Now that she saw Rupert again, she wanted to go inside. She also saw Annabelle was there. She believed Annabelle was playing tricks. Why else would Rupert leave the meeting and rush to the studio to see an advertisement being filmed? I'm here for Rupert. Let me in. Heather glared at the assistant. Don't you know who I am? I am a member of the Norman family. The staff knew Heather. After hesitating for a moment, he said, I'll ask the president. He approached Rupert and asked respectfully, Mr. Benton, Miss Norman is looking for you. She wants to come in. Is that okay? Ask her to leave, Rupert said coldly. I'm really sorry, Miss Norman. We are shooting an advertisement. No one is allowed to enter. The staff tried his best to block Heather. In that case, I'll wait here. Heather refused to give up. Seeing that Heather was upset lifted Annabelle's mood. She focused on Annie and Rory as they shot the advertisement. Rory deserved to be called the best actor. His performance was perfect, but Annie's wasn't. Cut. Annabelle frowned and stopped the shoot. What's wrong? Rory asked, concerned. Looking at Annie, Annabelle said flatly, Annie, you need to concentrate. Annie paused and glared at Annabelle with hostility. What's wrong? Chapter 67 Accident During the Shooting. The theme, Ice and Fire, emphasizes the dual character of an elegant and passionate woman. But your performance was all about passion, not elegance, Annabelle remarked calmly. I don't think so. Annie was displeased with Annabelle. Do you have experience with commercial shoot? If not, then keep your mouth shut. Annie couldn't believe that Annabelle dared to criticize her in front of so many people. Annie believed Annabelle was only a secretary while she was Brett's girlfriend. Seeing that Annie was haughty and refused to accept her advice, Annabelle smiled slightly. I know that as a spokesperson, you must demonstrate the product's main feature. If you can't, I'll find someone else to replace you. How could you? Annie's expression changed. She didn't expect Annabelle would be so harsh to her. Honey, my performance isn't that horrible, is it? Annie looked at Brett flirtatiously. Brett stood up and approached Annie. Annabelle is correct. Do it again, as she instructed. What? Annie was shocked. She anticipated that Brett would scold Annabelle on her behalf, but he sided with Annabelle instead. Annie gave Annabelle a wary look. She then kept her cool and forced a smile. "Okay, I'll try again." Annabelle couldn't feel any elegance in Annie, no matter how many times Annie tried. "No." Annabelle stopped Annie repeatedly and instructed her on how to perform. But Annie was becoming increasingly uncooperative, and her performance was worsening. Annabelle's lovely eyes became cold. She pulled Annie aside and began to demonstrate how to do it herself. "Lower your head and raise your hand slightly. Give more attention to your eyes. You must appear elegant and unattainable." Annabelle stood next to Rory and placed her left hand on his shoulder, precisely and vividly enacting the feeling of elegance. "That's exactly what we're looking for." The photographer snapped his fingers and commended Annabelle's performance. Annabelle was standing next to Rory. They were both attractive and appeared to be a good match. Rupert, who had been sitting silently, sprang to his feet, his eyes terrifyingly icy. As he passed through, people felt a strange coldness as if they were in the Antarctic. Rupert walked straight to the filming spot, pulled Rory aside, stood beside Annabelle, and declared coldly, "I will do it." "What?" Annabelle stared at Rupert, astonished. She couldn't understand what Rupert's problem was this time. Rupert glanced at Annabelle angrily and asked, "Aren't you I demonstrating?" "I'll do the demonstration with you." He smiled coldly. Annabelle even went so far as to flirt with Rory in his presence, which made him think she was becoming increasingly daring. But she had a perfect excuse that worked. Rupert couldn't just stand there and do nothing. Annabelle was at a loss for words. To her, it was just an advertisement. And Rupert didn't need to give a demonstration. Rory was also rendered speechless. After all, he was a well-known movie star, so he didn't need Rupert's demonstration. However, Rupert stood on the stage as though he was talented, drawing the crowd's attention and showing that he was not inferior to Rory. "This is perfect." The photographer's eyes shone with astonishment. Annabelle was even more matched with Rupert than with Rory. "That's enough, Rupert. Now, let's leave today's main characters to shoot," Annabelle stated, staring at Annie's angry face and Rory's sad eyes. The light above the stage trembled violently as Annabelle was about to leave. She raised her head and saw the glass ceiling lamp plummeting toward her. "Be careful." Three voices were heard at the same time. Rupert, Rory, and Brett yelled simultaneously. But Rupert was the one who reacted immediately, wrapping his arms around Annabelle's waist and falling to the floor, holding her in his arms. Annabelle became dizzy and collapsed in Rupert's arms. Simultaneously, the lamp crashed to the floor, shattering into many pieces. Annabelle's leg was cut by flying glass, and blood spurted out. Her white dress turned red, which was scary. "Are you all right? Let me take you to the hospital." Rupert's eyes were filled with worry. He immediately carried Annabelle up. "Please. Put me down," Annabelle pleaded. "Don't move. You are hurt," Rupert commanded. Rupert carried Annabelle out of the studio as people stared at them. Annabelle blushed as she leaned against Rupert's chest. His powerful arms held her closely, and she could feel his warm breath. The two were so close that she could hear his strong heartbeat. Annabelle saw Heather glaring at her as they walked out of the studio. She wrapped her arms around Rupert's neck on purpose. "Where are you going, Rupert?" Heather was standing at the studio's entrance and saw what happened on the stage. She thought Annabelle would be killed or severely injured if the lamp fell on her. But to her surprise, Rupert risked his life to protect her. And he was even carrying her securely in his arms. Heather's heart was filled with jealousy. She intended to stop Rupert by tugging him, but when he gave her an icy look, she immediately let go. Rupert carried Annabelle into the car and was going to drive to the hospital. Annabelle tried to stop him. "I'm fine. It's only a minor wound. I can handle it myself." "No, I'm taking you to the hospital for the doctor to look at it," Rupert insisted. Annabelle couldn't persuade Rupert and had to let him drive her to the hospital. The doctor checked Annabelle's wound and stated, "Lucky, the cut is not deep. Apply some ointment and you'll be all right in a few days."
"Thank you, doctor," Annabelle replied with a smile. In reality, it was only a minor injury. Rupert didn't have to take her to the hospital.
"That's great." Rupert relaxed his tense, handsome face a little when he realized Annabelle only suffered a little cut. "Do not return to the company today. I'll drive you home so that you can get some rest."
Rupert carried Annabelle back into the car. His gaze softened when he noticed she wasn't struggling. He fastened her seat belt. Just as he was about to start the car, Annabelle asked calmly, "Rupert, do you think what happened today was an accident?"
Chapter 68 An Enemy's Enemy is a Friend.
Annabelle looked at Rupert, squinting her eyes. "What occurred today wasn't an accident. Every year, professional staff would check and fix Benton Group's equipment, as well as the studio ceiling lamp." Annabelle wondered what caused it to fall all of a sudden. And it happened to injure her. She had no idea who was behind it. Annabelle initially suspected Heather of attempting to harm her, but on second thought, she was the one who decided to go on the stage to provide a demonstration because Annie wasn't performing well. Heather couldn't foretell what would happen. Annie and Rory were the ones who were to be on the stage today. Was there someone targeting Annie? But it seemed impossible because she was a stranger in the city and nobody would want to hurt her. Or maybe it was one of Rory's enemies. But if someone intended to harm Rory, they would not have done it in Benton Group. After all, it was Rupert's territory. It was clear what would happen to anyone who offended Rupert. Annabelle was stumped. Robert also pondered over it. "5 Rupert looked at the cut on Annabelle's leg and spoke in a deep voice. "I'll have someone investigate this." Annabelle nodded. Since Rupert took Annabelle to the hospital, the commercial filming was postponed. Annie was upset that Annabelle had reprimanded her in front of so many people. She wanted Brett to comfort her, but all that Brett could think of was Annabelle. "I'm not sure how Annabelle is doing. Let's go see her in the hospital." Annie was shocked. She couldn't believe Brett dared to ask her to go with him to the hospital to see Annabelle. Annie's face darkened. She had no idea why Brett cared so much about Annabelle. Holding Brett's arm, she said flirtatiously, "I've spent the entire day working on the advertisement, honey. I'm exhausted." "All right, you can go back and get some rest," Brett stated gently. "And what about you? Don't you want to accompany me back to the hotel?" Annie questioned. "I'm going to visit Annabelle. After all, she was injured as a result of today's shooting." Brett then walked away, leaving Annie behind. Annie's fists tightened as she watched Brett's figure fade away. She could tell that Brett was not as enthusiastic as he had been before. She wondered what had caused him to change so much. She lost her dignity today after Annabelle publicly humiliated and threatened to replace her. But all that Brett cared about were Annabelle's injury. The more Annie pondered on it, the more enraged she felt. She walked out of the studio, frowning. "Hello, Annie." Annie heard a woman's voice as she stepped out of the studio. When she looked up, she saw a tall, stunning female standing at the studio's entrance. It was Heather. "Who are you?" Annie looked at Heather, puzzled. Heather smiled as she introduced herself. "Pleasure to meet you, Annie. I'm Heather Norman." Annie nodded. Annie had recently learned about Heather, Rupert, and Annabelle's complicated relationship. Earlier today, Heather was pleading at the studio's entrance to be let in to see Rupert, but Rupert sternly refused her request. It looked like the rumor was true. "How may I help you?" Annie asked, suspicious. "I've heard of you for quite some time. Indeed, hearing about someone isn't the same as meeting them in person. Annie, would you like to join me for a cup of coffee?" Heather smiled sweetly. Annie agreed. The Norman family, well known in Daubug. Many people wanted to be friends with them, and Heather appeared to be trying to win her over. Annie also wanted to ask Heather more about Annabelle, so she nodded without hesitation. "Okay.
They went to a cafe near Benton Group and sat down. Heather cleared her throat before saying, I saw you shooting the advertisement just now. Annie, you did a good job. How could Annabelle criticize you in that manner? Heather defended Annie. The enemy of an enemy was a friend. Heather was certain that Annie would hate Annabelle as long as she spoke ill of her. Annie's face flushed with embarrassment when Heather mentioned what had happened in the studio. Taking a sip of coffee, she stated coldly, as an outsider, Annabee knows nothing about shooting. Do you know the reason why Annabelle is against you? Heather asked on purpose. Why? Annie asked. Just now, both Rupert and Brett were present. Annabelle purposefully humiliated you in front of them to build herself up, Heather stated casually, sipping her coffee. What do you mean? Did Annabelle humiliate me in front of Brett on purpose? Annie asked, gritting her teeth. Heather nodded, and she continued to plant seeds of discord. Annabelle is a woman with questionable ethics. When she sees a man, she wants to seduce him. She is Rupert's fiance, yet she continues to seduce other men. Just look at her. The fact that she dared to seduce Rory in front of Rupert today could tell you of the kind of person she is. Noticing Annie's disgusted look for Annabelle, Heather added, besides, when she fell on purpose, did Brett want to hurry over and save her? Annie felt jealous as she recalled the situation and Brett's care for Annabelle. I can't take this anymore. Heather let out a sigh on purpose. Through her attractiveness, Annabelle seduces men everywhere in the name of work. Take caution, Annie. Do not give Annabelle the chance to seduce your man. I'm not going to let her succeed. Annie gripped the coffee cup firmly, a flash of coldness in her eyes. Rupert didn't let Annabelle go to work because of her leg injury. As a result, she had to schedule another meeting with the photographer. Through the curtains, the early sunlight shone on the bed. Annabelle rubbed the corners of her eyes. It was now 7 o'clock in the morning. After taking a shower, she headed downstairs. From the kitchen, a delicious aroma of breakfast wafted out. Annabelle inhaled deeply. It smelled so delicious. Thank you, Danica. Annabelle then proceeded to the kitchen. However, there was a tall figure in the kitchen. It was Rupert. Annabelle was confused as to why Rupert decided to prepare breakfast himself. Chapter 69 A Good Cook. Rupert was busy making breakfast in the kitchen in his casual clothes. The sunlight shone in on him through the window. Annabelle couldn't take her gaze away from him because he had a handsome face, a straight nose, and sexy thin lips. He was a little more spiced for life than his usual aloofness at work. Even while wearing an apron, he was stunning. Annabelle was in a stupor. Hearing Annabelle's footsteps, Rupert looked back and said, "You're awake." Annabelle regained her senses and asked, "Why are you in the kitchen?" Danica asked for a day off, Rupert responded softly. Annabelle nodded. Oh, okay. Do you know how to cook? You can have a taste, Rupert said with a friendly smile. It was undeniable that Rupert was an excellent cook. It's very delicious, Annabelle complimented as she sat at the table and tasted Rupert's cooking. She had no idea that the CEO, a man of such stature, was also a good cook. Annabelle's perspective on Rupert shifted as a result. You can eat more if you like it. Rupert grinned slightly. He placed another sandwich on Annabelle's plate. Annabelle felt warm when she saw that Rupert cared about her. Rupert was not an awful person. He was tall, good-looking, muscular, and wealthy. He was also a powerful businessman who could do anything he desired. He could be a perfect man as long as he wasn't short-tempered and moody. Perhaps, she could consider her grandpa's advice. Rupert and Annabelle were enjoying a pleasant breakfast together when his phone rang, interrupting the warm atmosphere. Rupert answered it and asked impatiently, "What's up?" "Sir, about the falling ceiling lamp of the studio, we have discovered the employees who were in charge of maintenance," Finley said. "And?" Rupert spoke in a low voice. Finley continued, "Three employees were doing maintenance and inspection at that time. But one of them has resigned. And, according to the other two workers, the person in charge of inspecting the lamp was the one who resigned. Investigate that employee further. Rupert's face darkened, and his thin lips raised slightly. As soon as Rupert ended the call, Annabelle asked, "How is it going? Have you concluded this issue? Have you discovered who did it?" Narrowing his eyes, Rupert replied, "It's still under investigation." It appeared that the situation was more complicated than they thought. Annabelle returned to her room after breakfast and pulled out the ointment. A magnetic voice emerged from above her head as she was going to apply it to the wound on her leg. "Allow me to do it?" Annabelle raised her head and found that it was Rupert. "Thank you, but I can do it on my own." Annabelle politely refused. But Rupert took the ointment from her hand, knelt, and applied it to her wound gently. "You helped me when my hand was injured. Now allow me to help you," Rupert stated in a low voice. "All right." Annabelle had no reason to refuse at that point. Rupert dipped the ointment on his finger and gently applied it over Annabelle's leg. The ointment was cool. His soft finger massaged her leg, making it numb and weak. Annabelle's face flushed with embarrassment. "Okay. Remember to apply the ointment as directed, otherwise, you will end up with an ugly scar," Rupert warned and stood up. "All right." Annabelle stood up as well. She wasn't sure if her legs felt numb because she had been seated for a long time when Rupert was applying the ointment on her leg. She toppled over upon Rupert when she stumbled. "Careful." Rupert swiftly held Annabelle. He wrapped his arm around her slender waist. Annabelle melted into Rupert's arms when she felt the warmth of his touch. Her cheeks flushed red as she gasped for air. Something wasn't right with her. She always made silly mistakes whenever she was around Rupert. Rupert looked down at Annabelle. The blush on her face and her timid demeanor were two of her most endearing qualities. His intense gaze slowly aroused a strong desire. Without hesitation, Rupert bent down and was about to kiss her tender lips. Staring at his lovely face getting close to her, Annabelle froze and her mind went blank. Rupert's phone rang again just as his lips were about to touch Annabelle's. Regaining her senses, Annabelle pushed him away and stated, "Your phone is ringing." Rupert's face darkened, and his eyes glowed with desire. He took out his phone and looked at it. Finley was the one calling. With a frown, Rupert answered the phone. "What's up?" His voice was colder than usual, making Finley tremble. It looked like he called at the wrong time. However, he was still obligated to report the necessary information. "Sir, Kabir Gray is the name of the employee who resigned. I've sent someone to look into it. His entire family recently emigrated," Finley stated. "Emigrated?" Rupert's sharp eyes narrowed. "Yes, and last week, Kabir's account received $500,000, Finley added. "I see." Rupert's eyes grew dark. "What's the matter?" Annabelle was concerned. She was desperate to find out who had tampered with the lamp. She would have been hospitalized if Rupert hadn't rescued her that day. Rupert restated what Finley had said. "Kabir and his family emigrated." Annabelle was stunned. Rupert nodded. "Yes. Kabir must be responsible for the falling of the studio ceiling lamp. Kabir was only a maintenance employee and he received $500,000 not long ago. Someone must have paid him. Who was it? Why did they do that? Who was the person's target? Annabelle? Annie? Or Rory? Or maybe his target was Rupert or even Benton Group." Chapter 70. It was done with intent. After a few days of rest at home, Annabelle's injured leg was almost healed. Promotional shooting for the Ice and Fire series was scheduled to take place later that day, and she was feeling ready. Annabelle purposefully arrived at the studio half an hour early to speak with the staff, wanting to confirm that everything had been properly prepared. A half hour passed, Annie and Brett, as well as Rory, arrived. "Are you ready?" Annabelle asked the makeup artist after she checked again and found nothing wrong. The makeup artist nodded and said, "I'm ready. I'm going to change my clothes." Annie looked blankly at Annabelle. Where are they?
Here.
Annabelle handed her a garment bag. The dress inside was designed by Annabelle herself, and it was hot off Leo Studio's racks. Annabelle had taken great care to match the design to the feeling of ice and fire. Annie took the dress, she and her agent entered the dressing room. When Annie reappeared, she was wearing the dress. She looked like she was cloaked in fire. It was tailored to her shape, and the overall effect was incredibly flattering. In short, Annie was stunning, and no one could take their eyes off her. The effect was beyond even the designer's expectations. Annie's performance in the ice theme hadn't been good, but she could accentuate the fire theme to great advantage. Annabelle was about to ask the makeup artist to do the makeup for Annie, when Annie stopped her. Annabelle, do you seriously expect me to wear this? What's the problem? Annabelle frowned and looked Annie over once more. The dress was perfect. Annie turned around slowly. Everyone was surprised when they got a closer look at her back. It was accentuated by a row of diamond buttons, which shone brilliantly against the red material of the dress. But in the middle, the largest and most dazzling diamond was missing. What happened? People exchanged glances, but no one was the wiser for it. Where had it gone? Annabelle, don't you have any respect for your work? This dress isn't ready for the shoot. Annie said without ever breaking eye contact with Annabelle. Annabelle frowned. She had checked the dress just now and there had been nothing wrong. She had designed the dress. There were 10 diamond buttons in total, all of which were decoratively arranged in a vertical row down the back. All 10 had been there when she had thoroughly checked it minutes ago. Seeing that Annabelle was deep in thought, Rory stepped forward and asked, "Did it fall off in the dressing room, perhaps?" "No," Annabelle replied without hesitation. She was certain that hadn't happened. Every article of clothing produced by Leo Studio was personally checked by Anika in to ensure the quality. The diamond would have been securely fastened. And Annabelle had made a point of reminding Anika to pay special attention to the diamonds. It was simply impossible that the missing diamond had fallen off so easily. Moreover, if it had come loose and fallen off, there should be some thread left to mark the spot. But there was none. Someone must have carefully cut it off. Rory frowned and asked his agent to look for it in the fitting room. After a while, the agent returned. "I searched the whole room and didn't find it. Maybe it fell out here? I'll keep looking." "There's no need." Annabelle moved close to Annie. "Give it back, please." Annie was all innocence. "Give what back, Annabelle?" Annabelle said, "The diamond button that you deliberately cut off the dress." "That's ridiculous." Annie continued to feign innocence, but she couldn't prevent the quick look of panic that flashed across her eyes. She had done it to frame Annabelle. Heather had told her that Rupert was a man who was meticulous about his work. If Annabelle made a serious mistake, she would face harsh consequences. For example, if a diamond was lost because it was poorly attached to a dress that Annabelle was responsible for, there was a good chance that she would be fired. Annie saw a good opportunity to damage Annabelle's reputation and she seized it. But she hadn't expected Annabelle to be astute enough to realize what she had done and bold enough to publicly accuse her. Annie calmed herself with the knowledge that there was no evidence to prove Annabelle's accusation because she had flushed the button down the toilet. As Annie became calmer, she also became more confident. She raised her voice and said, "I cut the diamond off? You must be joking. Annabelle, tell me, why would I do that? I worked hard to become Benton Group's spokesperson. They customized this dress for me to wear at today's shoot. Why would I prevent the shoot from happening? I also want to know why you did that." Annabelle narrowed her eyes and coldly stared at Annie as she considered the woman's possible motives. Obviously, what Annie did was against her. But she had only known Annie for a few days. What reason could she have to be so hostile? Was it simply because she had criticized Annie at her audition? Was Annie that petty? If this was an act of vengeance, it was a very stupid one. Benton Group only gave her this opportunity to be the spokesperson for the sake of Brett. and it seemed like she was intentionally destroying that very opportunity, along with her reputation. "Honey, you have to say something." Annie pursed her lips in grievance and grabbed Brett's arm. "Annabelle made a mistake and now she wants to pass the blame to me." Brett was about to speak, but Rory interrupted him. "Annie, please don't make accusations without evidence." He trusted Annabelle unconditionally. She would never make such a stupid mistake. If Annabelle said Annie cut the diamond off the dress on purpose, then that was what had happened. Annie saw that Rory was intent on defending Annabelle, and became even more aggrieved. "Honey, stop them from ganging up on me," she whined to Brett. The rest of the people in the room began to ask themselves who was really at fault. Annie wouldn't have done that, would she? Yeah, she had no reason to. So then, Annabelle is to blame. Annabelle smiled sarcastically. Annie was indeed a movie star. Her acting convinced almost everyone. She was about to say something when a cold, male voice drew the room's attention. "What happened here?"